All right, Beaumont, let's do this upright. The Blitz is back. It's a Friday on, you guessed it, The Blitz.
And here we go.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody looking forward to the weekend. Partying. Fun, looking forward to the weekend.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master, who doesn't get to come hang out with us at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont. We got the ninja who will keep us on air. If you want to get in today?
No, will he, though?
Well, I don't know.
Will he?
I have a little beef with the ninja, as usual. We'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
If you want to get in, best way to do it is text the show, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates975. And we are here at Luke's Ice House in Beaumont for the first time in about a year and a half that we have been able to
get
back
over. It's been that long?
Here. Yeah, well, it was... Draft night 2 years ago was the last time we were here.
So I'll be damned.
It has been a while, so it's good to get back in Beaumont.
Was that when John Football was drafted?
No, I think it was the year after.
It was the year after? Yeah. I know we were here for that
It was
one.
When, well, yeah, I know we were here when Clowney went number one.
Were we?
Yeah.
Okay.
But, heck, that's going back 3 years. Maybe it's been that long. I don't know.
But I don't know.
It is good to be back, see a lot of familiar faces. And if you're in the area and you keep saying, when are you guys coming back to Beaumont? Well, get your butts over here. Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Road.
You want my early observations?
I would love your early observations.
One, I'm a little nervous. There's kids here.
Oh.
That's
Yeah, that's not good.
Not an ideal scenario for me. That young lady is 17, she just told me.
Yeah. No, that's legal. You're okay.
Legal in the great state of Texas, thanks be to God. Observation number two, Joel Blank, I've got his headphones. And Joel Blank is an excessive ear sweater because I feel like...
they're going to slide off, aren't they?
He did the show underwater, apparently. It's very...
but did he use wet wipes?
It's very damp inside my headset. I'll say that.
Well, I have a beef with the ninja right off the bat.
Okay, what's going on?
I remember when we were in Vegas and Stephen A. Smith left his crap all over the place?
Yes.
Well, I'm sitting over here by myself getting ready for the show. And he basically brings a whole big pile of crap and sits it right next to me.
Was it right here at
this
table?
Yeah, he just stuck it right next to me.
I will say this.
It's okay if Stephen A. Smith wants to leave it. No, it's not okay, frankly. But if the ninja's going to do it, what the hell? Do I look like a trash can?
I think he was just trying to get the stuff away from the broadcasting area.
Well, that's fine. How about, I don't know, take it to an empty table. There were a bunch of them. Because it was Joel and Nick.
Okay. Well,
it's not empty anymore.
You're very sensitive today, apparently.
I am very sensitive today, but I have a couple things I wanted to mention.
Hard launch?
No. Dude, don't ask. But at least I have my odds on there.
So don't ask, don't tell.
Isn't that pretty? I finally got that on there.
Yeah, but it doesn't do anybody any good if we can't see it.
I know. Well, you can see it. It's just I'm not technically allowed to tell people about it until certain things are done.
Okay.
And it's not technically public, but... The public can find it if they really
if they search for it by typing in the URL.
Well, if you type in the URL, it's going to give you to the launching in September. But I'll tell you the little
how
secret.
How many days are left in September?
Two.
Okay. Feeling confident? What's the confidence level at?
61.3%.
That ain't strong, man.
No.
That ain't strong. You know what you should have put? Launching fall 2017.
Well,
that's the way to do it.
I don't want to say anything, but if I
you're trying to put the
totally
pressure
up
on?
To me, this thing would have been up August 1st. But that's all right. It's not up to me.
Aren't you the boss of SportsMap?
I am, but I'm not.
So if it was up to you, it would be up.
Well,
it is up to you. You're the
everything.
Boss.
Everything that I could possibly have ready is ready.
Okay,
let me just say that. But I wanted to mention a couple people because like Lauren the Aggie's been getting all the love from the early show, but we have two of the original. Blitzers from the very beginning
Old school.
I mean, back when we were doing Sunday mornings.
Not that these broads are old, but they...
No. Not old at all.
Yeah.
But
they've been listening for a long-ass time.
They have. Yeah. And going back to Matt Dean and me on Sunday mornings, we were talking about the Facebook page. They were two of the first Facebook people on there. But Donna and Dee are here.
They are.
Good to see them, and I know they both got hit pretty hard by the storm over here. So glad we get out and have some fun, and it's great to see you guys, man.
Some things never change, and there's one thing I can tell you about Deanna. After about an hour, she'll start making out with people. So, yeah. Buy her a couple beers. Yeah. I've known her a long time.
Yeah,
and almost every time we've done a show in Beaumont, she's made out with someone new. So that's a thing.
Male or female.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. It just depends on how drunk she gets.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Yeah, Deanna.
And Donna will be kind of looking at her like the angry
mother.
Donna
will judge her and tell her, you've got to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Don't you remember the last time how difficult it was to get rid of that STD? And Donna remembers for a little while and then gets right back to her Donna or her D ways.
Yeah. And then Donna has enough where she's kind of like, okay, I'm washing my hands of this.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do what you need to do.
Well,
so that's been pretty much, I would say, 50% of the trips to Beaumont that's happened.
That's a generous number, but okay.
They actually made it over to a couple shows in Houston a few times, too. So good to see both of them, man. It's been a long time, and it's good to see everybody out here. This is I want to thank Miller Lite and Coors Light, by the way, for getting us here.
Miller Lite and Coors Light have teamed up on this?
Yes, they have.
Man, I would think that would be that seems like not a great match.
That'd be like us and 790 getting together.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, look at they must have really wanted us here then.
Yeah.
But that makes sense.
Want to thank them. And by the way, you can get $15 buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light here on Saturday and Sunday. So if you're coming out tomorrow, you're
all
good.
That's a good
deal. Yeah, it's a hell of a deal.
And $2.50
domestic bottles.
Coors and Millers today.
Until 7.
There you go.
At 450, you call it. On mixers with Tito's and Jack, Bacardi, and I can't read the other thing. But what does that look like to you?
Boy, I got nothing for you, man. It looks like... Malibu.
Malibu, okay. There you go.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be out here till 7, and Joel and Nick got their first taste of Beaumont. I think they learned something.
Joel got a face full of Beaumont?
Yeah, okay. He did. So,
good for him.
So what else is happening, Hoffman?
Sports, stuff like that.
And by the way, you could suck it for asking me about sports map. I already told you it's been a bitch of a day dealing with
Listen, I just wanted to see if anything had improved since before the show started. I thought
No.
I thought maybe something new had popped up.
No.
Okay.
This has been my life for a while now.
I watched a little foosball last night.
Yes.
Bevo, I think they got a quarterback controversy going there.
I agree.
They get a win. They covered even. But they can't feel good about what they did, what they looked like on offense. It's just and their defense is really good.
They are,
they had more punting yards than offensive yards. That's usually not good. Even if you win by 14 points, that's still not great. So there's some things to work on for them. Watch the Packers Bears game. Mike Glennon is horrible at football. And
Trubisky looks better than him just standing on the sidelines.
Right. And you know what I always say, if there's a quarterback controversy, I'm probably leaning to the more handsome guy.
Mike Glennon, not handsome.
Mitch Trubisky's like way more handsome than Mike Glennon. And speaking of that again, Jacob Park, the quarterback for Iowa State, might be the ugliest quarterback in America.
And that's why he threw three interceptions.
That's
you cannot have
no coincidence.
You cannot have that little thin porn stash and long hair and be a great quarterback.
Not only that, he's
name one. Name one that's got hair like that.
I don't know if you saw him without his helmet, but he's got long hair in the back, and then like the front half of his head is just shaved.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really... really awful look.
I'm sorry. You cannot play quarterback looking like that.
No.
Does Tom Brady have that hair?
No.
Does Drew Brees?
No.
Does Aaron Rodgers?
No. Okay. If you're an offensive lineman, okay. You can get away with it.
Linebacker? Clay Matthews has got long hair.
Right. If you're a quarterback, you've got to look the part.
And that guy goes out of his way to be as ugly as he can possibly be. I mean, that with that mustache, what is that? It's like John could grow a better mustache than that. 713-780.
I don't know about that though.
Yeah, I might have spoke out of line there.
Yeah,
I apologize to the people. Oh well, but
Russell Westbrook getting his money.
Yeah,
5 years, $205 million. That's a That's what I would call a healthy number. When you sit down at the negotiating table, if you can get 41 mil a year, that's a healthy number. So I think, and that offer, from what I understand, has been on the table for a while. It helps when it's like, okay, I'm not going to be here by myself for the next 5 years. All right, we'll roll the dice with this thing. So Russell Westbrook staying in Oklahoma City for a while, the reigning MVP.
713-780-ESPN. Somebody says Glennon's a damn giraffe.
Yeah, he's I mean, he could be worse looking.
But I mean,
but Mitch Trubisky over there, like on the sideline, he looks like a supermodel. Like, I'd be like, we got to get that guy in the game.
Well, they just show him on the sidelines, and he's big and strong and strapping, and I'm like, yeah, that guy should be your quarterback. He might looks suck. Like he could be just like the ostrich. He could suck.
He looks like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Like he's just a big strapping lad.
Yeah, I was surprised they didn't put him in at some point last night, but at least this way you got a bye. Well, not really a bye, but you get the extra time.
Yeah.
I would expect to see him next game.
I was on the under in that game last night.
Ouch.
And things looked good for about 3 minutes, and then the Packers scored, and the first snap went off or is fumbled by Glennon, and the Packers take that, and it's 14-0 about 3 minutes into the game, so not feeling so great after that. And I actually had some hope in the second half.
Yeah.
And then the Bears scored that trash time touchdown. But I'll tell you what, man, and I think the people who are saying Tony Romo's not good at that job are just –
they're insane. They're insane. Because he's terrific.
I've never been a Tony Romo fan because I've never been a Cowboy fan. But Tony Romo's really good at broadcasting games. And there was a there was a play last night where he was like, they're going to look for the fade on the left side, and that's exactly what they threw. You know, he's like, oh, he sees the strong safety blitz coming, tells his man to pick it up. We'll see if he's right. Of course he was right.
He's just what about the 4th-and-1 bootleg?
Yeah, I mean,
geez.
He's just so close to the game still in ways that, like I've said before, Phil Simms or Chris Collinsworth or whoever, those guys haven't played in 20 years or more. Tony Romo still, he knows what's going on in the NFL today.
Well, and I think those guys have turned into broadcasters, basically, as opposed to really good color analysts.
Yeah.
And Collinsworth's more about pitching his pro football focus site and things like that. I don't know. I think there are some good analysts who've been out of the game for a while. But I just think Tony Romo's good at this, and he just sees everything.
Yeah.
I have enjoyed listening to him, and I almost never care about what those guys say. In his case, I'm listening to hear what he has to say about the play. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show. And if you can get out here, if you want to hang out in Beaumont, Luke's is the place to be. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
The station that brought you Dream Crushers, the pepper spray incident,
not twice better,
and male golfer, female golfer food. We celebrate 10 years.
Got in my mouth.
Thank you, Houston.
Thank you.
ESPN 97.5 is 10.
Hey, guys, got to tell you about Texas Mattress Makers, and if you're in need of a bed, only one place to go, man. Texas Mattress Maker is up and running. They keep their factory prices low. They're one of those guys that they're not raising their prices right now. In fact, they're keeping them low, lower than anybody else. You're going to save 50% off of what you would save at a retail store. That's guaranteed because they make them right there and sell them directly to you. You're going to get handcrafted, custom-fitted support. And they've got credit and financing programs. So if you need a bed, this is a place to go. Trucks are working around the clock to get those beds out there. And I'm telling you, man, these guys are not only great to buy from, they're great in the community. They're making a difference. They're out there every day involved in charity work. So go by there. There's just terrific people to deal with. Yuval, Rachel, Lax. They're all friends. They're all people that I love doing business with. Drop on by. Check them out. Visit them today. 4619 Navigation at the corner of Lockwood and Navigation off I-10 East. Make sure you tell them you're a blitzer. They will take care of you. That's Texas Mattress Makers, TexasMattressMakers.com. Break them.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com Roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Road in Beaumont. And come on out, guys. Say hello. Get your beer on. Get your alcohol on. Plenty of Blitzers out here so far. Always great to get back to Beaumont. And I just want to mention something that I've talked to a few people about here out. I mentioned this on air before, but we're going to do a couple fundraisers, and all the money I'm making from pregame is going to flood victims. But I want to let the people know here that half of that money is coming over to the Golden Triangle and half of it's staying in Houston, because I know you guys got slammed pretty hard, and I want to take care of the people over here too, because this is where we've had a huge listener base for a long time. So that's and I'll be letting you guys know about it, how we're going to do it and everything as soon as we start getting money rolling in. But it's going to be over the next few months, and it's going to be November, December, when people are still going to need help. And I hope we don't forget that, because everybody's doing everything right now, but people are going to need help for a long time. So,
yeah, I didn't even realize how bad it got out here, really, until I drove to New Orleans last weekend, and like even east of Beaumont, between here and the border, there's just piles of stuff out on the road. It's a crazy scene. So that's kind of the way hurricanes work. When a hurricane hits a big city, it gets a lot of attention, and everybody thinks of Harvey as a Houston hurricane, but they got hit out here too pretty hard. So it's a good thing that we're to take care of the people out here. Thank you.
Yeah, I was talking to some folks beforehand who were affected by it, and it's easy to see when it's in your city and where you live, and you forget about that. Hey, this affected a lot of people, and I know there were some areas over here where it was even worse than it was in Houston. So, we're gonna do our part, and I don't want people getting forgotten over here, because this area has been a big part of this show from the time we started on radio, going back to the way we found out was by accident when Matt Dean was bitching about Bridge City losing in the Little League World Series because he had them in his streak for the cash. And all of a sudden, the phones just blow up. You got a bunch of listeners over here, man. You need to pay attention. And that's when we first realized, wow.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I had no idea. I mean, I'll be honest. To me, Beaumont growing up was just a place way far away from Houston. When I came to Houston from Austin, Beaumont wasn't remotely on my mind. But yeah, we've built a really good audience out here. If only they counted for our ratings, that would be really great.
That would be great, because
unfortunately they don't.
Yeah, that's all right. We want you to listen. We love you guys.
Right,
but yeah, you don't count.
But
for
that's
us.
How you know we love you. At least you know how I love you, because I care about you, and you can't help my ratings. So you.
That
you literally do nothing for me, and I still care. I don't think you can work that out. I don't think so.
Yeah, and what we need you to do is just put your address as Houston.
Yes, get a P.O. box in Houston.
Yeah, and then lie. Yeah, just lie. That'll be perfect.
Lie to the government.
It's not the government.
The FCC?
No, that's not the FCC that does it. It's Nielsen.
Oh, that's true.
So, yeah, but that's all right. We like coming over here. I do wish – it's one of those little things about ratings that just bothers the crap out of me, is that we can't count all these people who listen to us. I mean, it's a big chunk of our audience, but oh well. What else we got going on today?
Lamont wants to know what you think about his conspiracy theory. What is his conspiracy theory?
He wrote that for Houston Sports and Stuff this morning.
Okay.
I highly recommend you check it out.
You can't just tell me about it?
I can.
I mean, that would be, in a radio sense, that would be more ideal than me reading on
the
air.
Well, you don't have to read it on the air. I think you should read it on the break and give your opinion.
Okay.
Because he's got a very interesting take on it.
Okay.
He thinks, part one, that the Hernandez family was suing the Patriots. So Donald Trump, being friends with Robert Kraft, comes out of something from left field. Multiple NFL owners are down with him and donated to his campaign. And then basically, says NFL players are property and investment. The owners knelt and sent out statements because Trump was messing with their profits. by telling his supporters to protest. So it's kind of a two-part thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a very interesting take. I found it very interesting. He also mentioned three of the greatest sexers of all time today after Ric Flair, Wilt Chamberlain, Hugh Hefner. I read some really wild Hugh Hefner stories.
He left you off the list.
Yeah, I'm a little short of those guys.
You're a master coxman in your day?
I'm retired. Yeah, that's what happens when you've been married for...
In your day, I said.
Well, who knows when my day was? I don't even remember.
Mid-40s?
I'd been early 40s. Dude, I've been married freaking almost nine
no,
years
No, I meant
now.
The mid-1940s.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah. That's more like it. Yeah. Okay, yeah, that would have been it. Maybe the 30s. The roaring 20s.
Yeah.
I did a lot of roaring.
Yeah.
But.
Tell me about your time with Rita Hayworth. No?
I'm not going to kiss and tell.
You're saving that for off the air.
I'm not going to kiss and tell.
That's fair.
Or bang and tell. Whatever.
That's fair.
But you know that poster? That was right after.
Okay.
The poster in Shawshank was right after she and I had hooked up. Want me to tell you about Mary Pickford?
No.
Okay. I'm trying.
That's fair.
Okay, what are these flies doing here?
They're doing what flies do.
Yeah,
they're buzzing around people. That's sort of their gig.
So this is the only thing I wanted to bring up about this, about the anthem thing. It's kind of bothering me that teams have to come out and announce now what they're going to do. Like one headline was Drew Brees announces Saints plans for national anthem. Are we really this far down the road where we have to announce?
I will say this. He's probably doing that so people will quit asking.
Maybe.
Because you know these lazy-ass reporters, that's all they're asking about this week.
Probably so.
It's simple clickbait for them. So they're not they're not asking about the defenses that they're going to be facing and things like that. That would be
Nobody cares. Oh, who's going to do what?
Who's going to kneel?
Well, they're going to do what the Cowboys did, which I thought was a really good
That's a good move.
Yeah. But he had to announce it. So...
The problem for me is I don't care what anybody does now.
I don't either.
If you want to kneel, I'm okay with that. If you want to stand up, I'm okay with that. I just don't care.
If you want to have sex with the player next to you, go right ahead.
That's inappropriate in public.
No, right there on the 30-yard line. And that's what they have that little tent for now.
No, on the sidelines. Did you see how Aaron Rodgers, he was trolling about the taking a knee thing because he posted a picture of all the photographers in front of him. On like when they were standing for the anthem with their arms locked, all the photographers were on one knee wearing their hats, holding their cameras. And Aaron Rodgers said, "Oh, the media's got to go after these photographers. Not only are they taking a knee, they're wearing their hats."
Oh, geez.
So yeah, but that's not a story, unfortunately.
No. 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show. So one last thing from the game last night. Do you think Trubisky starts next game?
I don't know about next game.
I mean, you've got extra time here.
Yeah.
And then they play on Monday night, so I think they'd have like 11 days.
I guess that's possible. I don't know when the right time would be. You know, I would think like, going into your bye week would be ideal.
Yeah.
But, God, I'm looking for when their bye week is, and they... Yeah, they may be a little late in the year. So, yeah, I don't know. Oh, actually, this what's next weekend?
Well, next weekend they play Monday night. That's what I'm saying.
You get
an extra day there.
So their bye week would be week 9.
That's
too late. I mean, are you going to win anything this year if you're the Bears with or without Trubisky?
They feel like they have a pretty good offensive line, running game, and defense. So, what's missing?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
The reality is that team has nothing on the outside as far as skill players. And I'm not saying that he wouldn't be better than Mike Glennon, but they haven't really set that dude up for success is what I'm saying.
No, they don't have many weapons. And, boy, Packers kept losing weapons last night, too.
Man.
It didn't affect them last night, but that's got to add up at some point, doesn't it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hey, we're giving away a free night stay at Red Roof Inn. Your location of choice at 5 p.m. and at 6 p.m. To register, you have to come to the table, sign up here, put your name in the box. We will draw. So we'll have one at 5 o'clock for you and one at 6 o'clock. You get a free one-night stay at a Red Roof Inn. Baby Dwight would not let me sign up for it.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're his boss again.
I know. People don't listen to me. I'm going to have to start firing people.
I feel like you're the worst kind of boss. You're like the boss who doesn't realize that you're a boss.
I'm just getting back in the swing of this thing.
Yeah. Just let him know that you need that room for your side piece. And
I've got to recruit a new side piece. I actually had a resume. You know, send your resume and fill out the application online.
Right.
I guess people can't. It's kind of like sports map. I guess people can't get to it.
Is it because we haven't been to Beaumont in so long? Your list has expired?
I don't know, but.
You let all your contracts lapse?
For some reason, nobody signed up for that.
It's too bad.
I don't know why.
It's too bad.
Yeah.
Deanna volunteers.
No, it's just, like I said, it's just like.
She volunteers as tribute. She will. She'll take one for the team today. Three more beers.
No, I'm thinking about 15, maybe. Oh, man. 713-780-ESPN.
If right. Lauren's husband would leave, she would definitely hook up with you.
He might, too.
He might, but yeah. Hey, he might be in for some team action.
Yeah. All right, guys. See, always right before I have to
go. What better way to get close to your favorite show than by having a threesome with the host? That's
I'm going to go with no.
Well, Lauren's husband already gave it a thumbs up. You're committed.
Well, see, they're already talking about shots over here.
There's no shots today. No. There's no shots today.
Well, first I'm going to need to use my Harry's razor if I'm going to get involved in something like that. But, guys, the great thing about Harry's, for decades, one big company has relentlessly increased prices. They've reaped profits at the expense of their customers. So the guys at Harry's said, hey, enough of this. We're going to buy our own factory, start our own business, take less profit, sell directly to you off the internet, and they can offer their blades at half the price. So you get $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you're going to pay if you go to a store. And Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. A weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, and travel blade cover. The best part is it's really convenient. I just ran out of razors today. Well, 3 days ago there was a new box in my mailbox, so I'm already good. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, special offer for fans of the show. Go to harrys.com right now. Enter code BLITZ at checkout to get a post-shave balm, also free. That's harrys.com, code BLITZ.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7, that's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Luke's Ice House, 2325 Calder Road in Beaumont. I want to thank Miller Light and Coors Light for helping us get out here. They have $15 buckets on Saturday and Sunday, 11 to 7. They have 250 domestic bottles, that's today, 450 you call it. Most of the Blitzers are taking advantage of that, I can tell. I want to read you a text, and not that I want to get back into this topic. Why do you not have any respect for all of our down Americans have died for our flag, and for you to be able to say the stuff that you were saying? I think you're wrong, and you don't care, because there's a whole lot of us out here who do.
Ask him what unit he served in. Maybe we served together.
I
highly doubt it. I just want to know which branch he was in, where he served.
He says, I'd like to listen to Mike and Mike in the morning, but I think that you saying you don't care is very inappropriate. My name is Richard, and that is the way I feel.
Cool, Richard. I feel like you're wrong. But honestly, that's okay, too. If you care a lot, that's okay.
That's your business.
And just like that's the cool thing about America, is you can care about things and not care about other things, and I can care about things and not care about other things, and we don't have to agree. It's a really simple philosophy. I know you guys are having a hard time with that, like other people are allowed to do stuff that you don't like. I know that's a real big thing going on in America right now. Like, oh, he shouldn't be able to do that. I don't like that. Well, that's kind of the America thing. That's that whole freedom deal. It doesn't just you're not allowed to do whatever just Richard likes. Like, people are allowed to do what they want to do.
Just stay in your own living room.
Yeah,
you're in your house. You can do whatever the hell you want, as long as you're not killing anyone. Well, you might be. I don't know. You may be putting the bodies in the backyard. But yeah, I'm going to kind of defer to the guy who served 4 years for his country.
Yeah, don't tell me about how I'm disrespecting America. If you want to call in and exchange, you want to exchange army stories, we can do that. I'd love to hear yours. But like I said, most of the guys who are really, really up in arms over this, they don't have any of those army stories. Guess why? No, because they're 4th of July patriots. That's what they are. I wear a flag T-shirt, so I'm a patriot.
They're like Easter Christians.
Yeah. Get out of here with that.
713-780-ESPN.
Tell me about what I think about fallen soldiers. You can suck a... Yeah.
Yeah. Kids here.
I know. There's kids. Yeah. Sorry.
Earmuffs. Yeah. All right. Shouldn't either the Red Sox or Astros go all out to win this series, especially considering they'll be playing each other in the first round? No.
No. The Red Sox and Astros should be doing what they're doing.
Yeah. Just try
out. Not pitching their top guys.
Trying out a bunch of donkeys.
Just setting up for the games that matter, because the Astros are going to have home field advantage. The Red Sox can't change that. So just deal with what's in front of you. Get through these games. Try to stay healthy. And the real games start next week.
2A1 says, I care that Richard always gets my order wrong at Taco Bell.
Richard does not work at Taco Bell anymore. He got fired weeks ago.
Oh. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
Do Mike and Mike care about the kneeling thing?
Oh, I'm sure they do, because ESPN's been pushing the agenda of that. I mean, constantly. Look at their website today. There's like three or four stories about it.
No, but I mean, do they have a? Does anybody? Maybe someone can text in what Mike and Mike's take on kneeling is. I don't know who would be upset about it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they have to. They make those guys have an opinion on stuff like that.
Yeah, but I mean, what's your guess on what do you think Mike and Mike agree on it?
Probably not. There's probably one on each side, because that's usually how they do things.
Okay.
Yeah.
They have to pick and choose. They don't care? Yeah. Come on, Richard. Apparently Mike and Mike don't care about who's kneeling and who's not anyway. Why'd you lie to us? It's not a very American thing to do.
No. Sorry.
I guess it kind of is now. But
yeah, it is. Sorry, but that's how he feels.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Did you see... See that that Liberty team that beat Baylor?
Yes.
Jerry Falwell Jr. believes that they were kept out of conference for a reason.
That Liberty was?
Yeah.
Well, they were kept out of conferences for many reasons. But let's hear what Jerry's got to say.
He believes religious bias kept them out.
Oh. That's probably what's kept Notre Dame out all these years, too. He's probably onto something there.
Yeah.
But wait, isn't Baylor in a conference?
Yeah, isn't
TCU in the same conference?
Isn't I'm not sure, but doesn't SMU stand for Southern Methodist?
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
So, all right.
Oh, she knows. She's 16 and she knows.
Yeah. 17.
Yeah. 17.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's 41, huh? Holding up nicely. Good for you. Good for you. 41. She's not falling apart. That's always nice.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. Usually 41s, it's a disaster by then.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, no offense, D. I don't. Or you, Fred. I mean, you're holding up.
Just shut up. Just shut up. You can stop right there. Stop right there. I get it. I understand that physical appearance is not my best skill. All right?
I like you. I think you're handsome.
I accept it. That's why I got no hits at all on my side piece application.
Yeah.
It's only been up for 7 years.
I think the word's gotten around town about you.
Yeah, well, I shouldn't have put the picture on there. I knew it. But
you're that dude on Tinder who just posts a picture of his really cute dog.
That would work.
That chick's like, I'd love to hang out with that dog. And she swipes right, and she's like, oh, I didn't mean to do that. But it's just that initial reaction of, oh, that's a cute dog. Oh, great. And now, next thing you know, you're going on a date with that dude.
I did put a picture of a dog on there.
There you go.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I
needed a cute dog.
Your real dog would have done better.
Well, apparently, one of the best things that, and this was before all the Baylor stuff, one of the Sun Belt presidents told Falwell, says, yeah, Jerry, all you have to do is show the people Liberty's not Oral Roberts. It's Baylor. He was told at the time.
What's it,
whoops. This was before all the stuff.
Oh, okay.
When they were winning.
Okay.
So that was the point.
It's like you'd rather be Oral Roberts now.
Yeah, I think you'd rather be any Roberts.
Mostly because their name is Oral Roberts.
Yeah.
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 Oral Roberts.
Yeah, just fill in the blank on that.
Right.
But Steven said, I got people on both sides of the argument get mad at me because I said I don't care. I just want to watch football.
I know. You're supposed to care a lot.
I know. You're supposed to care about everything now. I care that my beer is empty. I mean, it's heartbreaking.
You care about weird things.
I know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, but I care.
That's just how I feel, AJ.
Fair enough.
That's what it is, man. It's how do you feel. That's what we become. Not what do you think. How do you feel about it? Okay, 441.
That doesn't count toward our tally. That's next week, right?
Yeah, we're starting that next week. Okay. You notice what I haven't done since I've been here.
You haven't had a coughing fit.
No, because I'm not in that studio with asbestos and rat poo and Patrick Creighton. None of those things.
You may be on to something.
I'm just saying, there's something going on there.
Oh, well, we'll talk about Mike Leach, and he's got a big game coming up tonight. Arguably his biggest game since he's been at Washington State. Agree or disagree?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about what a win could mean for that program and for Mike Leach, and if a win tonight would make Texas Tech hate themselves, because even though they have a more handsome coach, handsome doesn't matter as much with coaches as it does with quarterbacks. All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only does Window World provide premium quality windows at a fantastic price, but their energy-saving windows are made right here in America, where Robert lives, or Richard, whatever that guy's name is, lives, and he respects it, and I do too. They carry the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World's become the country's number one window company because they offer a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, higher quality product, and a low price that starts at just $189. The first step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. Call Window World of Houston. Schedule your free written estimate. There's no hassles. There's no high pressure. It's a free estimate, guys. You got nothing to lose. Give them a call, 713-439-1172, or check them out online, windowworldhouston.com. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less. The same way these do. Wonder what my secrets is. To move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none. Too late to grab them. Cause I'm a fool. Thought I wouldn't have that done.
Well,
hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Cause I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know? True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Luke's Ice House in Beaumont, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hey, Beaumont.
Hey, Beaumont.
We're here.
Hey, Boner.
It says we're coming to Luke's Ice House Friday, but guess what? We're here at Luke's Ice House. We're not coming. We're here. Join us at Luke's Ice House on Calder Avenue until 7. We'll broadcast the Blitz live and get you ready for football, courtesy of Miller Lite and Coors Light. So I want to thank both Miller Lite and Coors Light for getting us out here. And I want to thank Luke's Ice House.
They teamed up on that one. I didn't see that coming.
I think they're owned by the same company.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just so you know.
Hey, Jong.
Yes?
Is Jong working with us today?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Hey, how do you – someone just asked me how many Facebook likes our Blitz page has now. And I haven't looked at the Blitz Facebook page in a long time, and it's totally different than I remember. So I don't even know. I don't know the answer.
Let me check.
All right.
I used to like to read our reviews.
Oh, that's on the 97.5 page.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get. Yeah, that's
where people give us like one star and say how we never talk sports.
Right, and the worst is they'll give us one star because Joel Blank sucks. It's like, oh, listen to Joel Blank. That dude sucks. One star. And then I'm like, dude, that's all of us. You just threw us all in the Joel Blank pile. I just said that because Joel said he listens to us.
I know. Joel's listening on the way back to Houston, So. All right.
No, we get reviews on our Blitz page.
Yeah, and they hate us, too. It's all
no, 4.7 out of 5.
Dude, we have 17,000 likes on
Facebook. One one-star review in the history. Let me see. Oh, here's a two-star review from Jim Asher Sr.
I like to call him Jim.
Jim Bob. Never has a Houston team ever done a damn thing correctly if you listen to these two clowns.
If I'm a clown, can I wear a Pennywise outfit? I want to be Pennywise.
Maybe. Here's our one-star review from Greg LeBove. Worst show on the air. By the way, this was today. 17 hours ago. It was last night. He was up in the middle of the night hating on our show.
I'll read the rest of it.
Worst show on the air. One of them burped on the radio today. I'm almost sure that was Fred. Sports takes are horrible. Well, admittedly, I don't know anything about sports, so that's what you're showing up for. I don't know what to tell you, but...
We're a sports show?
Sometimes, apparently.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I got to get rid of all this stuff.
Greg LeBove with the one-star review.
Thank you, Greg.
I can't believe it. Now I'm looking at his picture. I hate Greg. I hate him. He says he's the best dad ever. I don't believe
it. He's kind of handsome.
I don't believe it, Greg.
I don't like handsome people.
I think Greg's a jerk. You think he's handsome? I think he's weird looking.
Well, in that picture, he's very weird looking.
Yeah.
So that's probably what it is. He used to be handsome, and now he's weird looking. So he's very bitter.
Greg's got the same haircut as me. You would think...
You think you guys would
get
along.
We'd stick together?
Yeah.
Worst show on the air? Dude, it's like he doesn't even listen to the shows from 1 to 4 or any other time of day. It's how does that happen? Barry Warner is not even on our station anymore, is he?
Yeah, he's on...
But he's still on the air.
He's on 15... Well,
Barry
about
Warner's
to be Sports
on
Map
the air today, and he said we're the worst show on the air. Rich Lord is doing a show in Houston right this minute. And he's saying we're the worst show. A show with Rich Lord. Get out of here, Greg. You know what? I'm going to be the bigger man here. Bless you, Greg.
May God have mercy on your soul.
I hope you don't go to hell. I hope you don't die in a fire. I really don't.
I hope that
would be so awful if you did.
I hope when you die, Cerberus doesn't bite your junk off.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that to happen. That would be terrible.
Did you see that little kid over there in the pink?
Yeah.
She came up to me telling me she likes Ryan Tannehill. It's the most ridiculous statement.
I bet she could throw a ball farther than he can right now.
I bet she can. That's the crazy thing. I bet she's got more downfield accuracy, too, than Ryan Tannehill. Let me tell you something, kid. If Jay Cutler can take your job, you ain't that good at it. All right? Always remember, that's a life lesson from your Uncle AJ. She's got a Coke mustache right now. It's crazy. I don't know what happened. These kids in Beaumont are wilding out here. There's no rules here.
This is one reason I love coming here. As soon as I got here, Chip came up with a big box of beer for both of us.
That was nice.
Yeah. Thank you for that.
I like that.
Yeah. So. Oh, well. I think I'm too depressed to continue the show now.
What? You know what?
I was okay with being worse than the usual suspects and maybe maybe Sean and John, maybe even Raheel and John, but they got us below Dell.
Yeah. Yeah.
That hurts.
That's tough.
It does. Nate and Crate.
I mean, the Freddie Coleman show comes on after us sometimes.
Freddie Coleman doesn't have me on anymore.
He has me on all the time now.
Oh, really?
Yes, that's why. You must have offended him.
I'm sure I did. We got into it on Twitter one night because he said something really stupid that showed he didn't know about something, and I called him out on it.
Oh, yeah, that's why he doesn't like you anymore. Yeah. I was like, why does Freddie Coleman keep asking me to do stuff for his show? Now I know. You offended him.
So the only guy that I used to go on regularly besides him, well, I went on Gottlieb when he was there.
Yeah.
And then he left. And then I was on Colin all the time, and then he left. So they don't love me anymore.
You don't go on with Colin anymore at his new place?
No, he hasn't asked me. Although I'd do it.
Not me. What's going on here with these flies? It's like your pig pen.
I don't know what they're doing. They're not just getting me. They're coming.
No, they're swarming you.
I don't know why. Do we have fly repellent?
There's no such thing as fly repellent.
How about
it's
weed?
Called showers.
I took a shower.
I know, on Tuesday. I'm talking about
stop.
Today.
Stop.
Do you have any regrets about wearing a long sleeve turtleneck today?
No, I had to break out the turtleneck for Beaumont.
It's like 130 degrees on this patio, and you're wearing a turtleneck. Like, I almost wish I wasn't wearing a shirt, and you're wearing a turtleneck.
Yeah, it's a very light material.
Okay.
And I've got the sleeves halfway rolled up.
All right.
So.
I'm going to tell you about Texas Star Grill Shop. And Deanna over here gave a yeah, and we found out this week that Texas Star Grill Shop, they'll deliver all the way to freaking Beaumont. To Finette? Well, they'll deliver damn near anywhere, apparently. Towns that I didn't even know existed today, they'll deliver to. The Texas Star Grill Shop's fall sale is going on now. And I'm going to tell you, on top of the sale, there's something even cooler going on right now. But they've got ceramic charcoal grills. They've got wood pellet smoker grills. That's what I got the other day. They got gas grills. The pros there will help you decide what's best for you. Traeger, Memphis, Sabre, Weber, Komodo Joe. I got a Pits and Spits, which is a local Houston company. Here's the kicker on top of all this, on top of their great sale that they got going right now, an additional 20% off all grills for Hurricane Harvey victims. So if you took some damage in the storm like Dee did, she needed a new grill. That's how she's cooking all her meals now. Well, they dropped 20% off the price for it. That's on top of the fall sale price. That 20% is not going to last forever. So if you need a grill, get yourself one now. And there's always free delivery and assembly. Get a grill that's going to last. Save big during the fall grill sale. Stop by the shop. See the best in grilling. The best prices are at the shop. They've got prices so low at the shop, they're not even allowed legally to advertise them online. So 59 in Shepherd in Houston, or right there on Luetta in Spring. TexasGrillShop.com, TexasGrillShop.com. Texas Star Grill Shop, we have your grill.
ESPN 97.5.